Marketing research. Research is the only tool an organization has to keep in contact with its external operating environment. In order to be proactive and change with the environment, simple questions need to be asked. How are customer needs changing? Can you meet these changing needs? What do your customers think about existing products or services? How are competitors operating within the environment? Are their strategies exceeding or influencing yours? What should you do? How are macro and micro environmental factors influencing your organization? Again, how will you react? Market research and marketing research, a difference. A common mistake by many students, lecturers and textbooks is that there is no understanding of the clear distinction between market research and marketing research. Market research involves researching specific industries or markets. Researching the computer industry to discover the number of competitors and their market share will be an example of market research. Marketing research goes further. Marketing research analyses a given marketing opportunity or problem, defines the research and data collection methods required to deal with the problem or take advantage of the opportunity, through to the implementation of the project. In essence, marketing research aims to discover the root cause for a specific problem within an organization, like declining sales, and put forward solutions to that problem. Data types. There are two types of data to be collected. Qualitative data focuses on people's opinions and attitudes towards a product or service. Quantitative data focuses on collecting data for numerical analysis. Research types. Internal research. Internally, an organization has access to a wealth of information, which can be a useful tool for decision-making for managers. Information available may assist the organization in discovering why sales are decreasing, why customers are not satisfied, customer usage rates and so on. Sources of internal research may include national product sales, regional product sales, customer usage rates, guarantee cards, customer comments or complaints, salespeople, research and development staff, past research conducted. Clearly, as this information can be generated internally, the only cost implication will be of staff time obtaining the data. Secondary research. Is research already published, and is the cheapest form of research, because the data already exists for your acquisition. Sources of secondary data include periodicals, specialist marketing reports Eyes.Mendel, industry magazines, Chamber of Commerce, government statistics, internet, professional bodies, trade associations. It is important that the validity of the data is checked and it is not out of date. Primary research. Primary research is research used to collect data for a specific task. Types of primary data collection methods include personal observation, the observation of the respondent by a trained observer or by electronic equipment, camera. The aim is to observe consumer responses and behavior to a product or customer service. Personal interviews, face-to-face interview between an interviewer and the respondent. Postal surveys, mailing or distributing door-to-door written questionnaire to a sample of buyers for their completion at home or at work. Telephone surveys, involves the interviewer contacting the target respondent and asking them questions and recording responses. Focus groups, a discussion between 6 to 8 individuals with the aim to produce qualitative data, opinions and attitudes, in the topic being discussed. The topic may be their opinions in a new product the organization wishes to introduce. Recommended books. Case study in worldwideweb.times100.co.uk. Marketing Research in Action by Raymond Kent. Marketing Research by Chisnall. Thank you for listening to worldwideweb.wordmarketing.net. Have a nice day.